Okay.
All right, so let's just pick up right where we left off. So we were up to the issue again. We're examining the basically the context of the framework of the question of what the Rambam suggests, which is that there's an iser lisrof truma v'chulin. I'm sorry, truma v'lachmei toda b'sha chamishis l'fi Rabbi Yehuda. That tolin refers to keeping it until the sixth hour. Then you can burn it. So we're just exploring that, and to do that, we were going through the different layers of the issue of Sreifas Truma Chametz, and what we're up to was the ability to be sorry Bishah Shishis when there's only Dinim Dirabana of Chametz. Rabbeinu Ephraim was bothered by this, and he thought it would seem that in this case, what we have is the Rabbanan requiring you to do something, but Kum V'Aseh, that would violate an Isur Min HaTorah of Sreifas Truma B'Kachim. And therefore, the fact that you can do that, and the Rabbanan do say to do it, proves, he thought, that it is not an Isur D'Oraisa. Again, what the considerations are for the Rabbanan when they waive that Isur D'Rabbanan, that he doesn't say. The point is that it's clearly not a problem in terms of the authority to do so because it's only Isur D'Rabbanan. But the Rashi replied to this. Even if it's D'Oraisa, he argued, it would be okay. And the reason for that is because so far the aser v'leilech ibud. Once that's true, so far leilech ibud, so far leaser. So then, either way, it would be mutter, and he has a riot. She doesn't remember that you can be served to horim t'meim, even b'shash asur midirabana. I remember the opinion that I learned from the midirayim. The Gemara has a whole discussion with the midirayim are, but midirayim I learned that you can be sorry, even b'shash shishis, you can be sorry. The truma tameya ima tahora. You don't have to be concerned about being metame truma b'shah shishis, even though it's only chayav midrabanan at that point to be destroyed. Inasmuch as this is the Gemara actually gives two different, basically conceptual models for what's going on there. As we discussed yesterday, either the issue is that it's not pasachiva, or it's. The issue is that and this depends on who's midivrayim. If midivrayim is remechinin eskanak lahanim, it was on Mekar.
Yeah,
okay, interpreting remechinin eskanak lahanim tigmatir being mitami min haTorah, that which is only tami midirbanan. So then, the point would be that an ena ru'u midirbanan is sufficient to enable hezer l'tame min haTorah, or according to the other reading in the Gemara. Again, within this general principle of Ein Re'uya, based on Yeshua and Mishnah Trumas and Parafes, that it's mutter to be Megala, that which is Suffolk Tamei, in as much as it's Ein Re'uya L'Achila, because it's Suffolk Tamei, so then in that point, you can be Megala, you don't have to be Shomer anymore, although the Gemara ends up saying maybe that's not a valid extrapolation because that's only either Roma. The alternative principle was that it was not because it's in Re'uya Midirbanan, but because it's Sofo Choleches Le'ibud. And that was, if he derives his principle, again, as I said, the conceptual understanding, it depends on who he's getting it from. If it's a Yeshua, the case of Yeshua is where basically you're catching something biyad, which is anyway going to become Tameh, but you are actively being Tameh as it's falling from one level of the God into the next level of the God, of the place where they trampled, you know, they trotted on the grapes and they crushed it, and then they had two levels. There was that, and there was the level that was Nimshach to after that. They got all, you know, got off the funnel. The wine that was coming out was Truma, Mixokulin, and the problem is that on the Gadol Tachtona, it was going to become Tameh. Rabbi Shua was not here catching it, even though you're going to then be Metameh it, Yadayim, because anyway, so called Tameh. So that's the principle. Sofo li abed enables you to be, you know, that's the principle extrapolated for mayor to the case of Nisraf. If it's being Nisraf, so then you can be Tamei it anyway. You can sofo li abed. So the Rash says, look, that's the principle. There's no requirement in Otai Mishmira, so that would be sofo li abed. Okay, just look at Tosos. I guess Tosos is the first part. The Tosos over here. I need Gimel. The Sorbin Trumos Tameos Luyos with Horos. It says that Afilum named in Nomar the Usa Lusor of the Horos, Nuxidus, and Shmeris from Wasai, Moshe Usa Tamaam, Hashari Avagat Midorais of the Bitobamasagi, so we'll get to that point in a second. Vein sarfo sarfo. Mikomakim came in the sofa le aser vilelech li ibud. Shari le sarfo. Kimolu tamosa. The shari meir be so pirkin le sarfo tamei in my Torah. Right? Even though it's true that there is an iser deraisa, but nonetheless, sofa le aser vilelech li ibud. That iser is completely neutralized when it's sofa le aser vilelech li ibud. Where are we here? One second. He says, "Kashalo habu b'choros mucha behedja b'perikol psal mitashin asal tamosam ishim b'nerish k'shumasa." I feel lucky. Shari your mayor b'sal pirkin lisrof barba such a chalios shabbos tmeiam atahora elavada hecha the sofa liibud ain shayach lizahir b'shmirasa. Right? Elavada hecha the sofa liibud ain shayach lizahir b'shmirasa. And that means shmira mi tuma. That's explicitly the case that they're talking about. That's Rabbi Meir, and there's also no concern with being sorry. Right? Good. That's the Rashi's answer. What is this, I think, what we left off of? Alright, what would Rabbeinu Ephraim respond to that? So first of all, Misvari could be Mechalek between the Israel of Tame Truma and the Israel of Abed or Lissor Truma. Perhaps the principle of Holech Le'ibud is true for Truma, but not for Sreikah. Now, how compelling it is might depend on the source and the character of the Isser Sreifa. This would be easy to say, you assume, the Isser Tame is really, you might say, in terms of its character, it's for the sake of preserving it, the mitzvah. Whether it's based on Mishmeres Masai, or perhaps based on the mitzvah Sachilu, or other argument I mentioned. Right, the mitzvah in the Torah here is preserving it, is keeping it, so that you can be Mekai mitzvah. So then that makes a lot of sense. So then with Sofa Leibud, it doesn't apply anymore. That means Ein Shaif is Zarbish Mirasa. But the Isser Sreifa is not such an Isser. Rather, it's an Isser not to defile, not to desecrate, not to do this kind of action to something which is Kadosh, to Katrim and Truma. And therefore, one could imagine that that would apply even if it's Sofa Leibud, unless it's still Kadosh. Rabbeinu Ephraim himself, though, perhaps would have a harder time saying this, because after all, the position he's explicitly contending with is the proposition that there's an Isser Sreifa based on Mishmeres Trumasai. He's saying that isn't true. The proposition he's contending with is there's an Isser Lusav Truma Midin Mishmeres Trumasai, and therefore he could have said, in that view, there's no room to distinguish between the Isser Latame and the Isser Lusrof, and therefore the Rai would be good. If the former is Mutter Beholich Liibud, but I think so to the latter. That's, I think, pretty compelling. The one thing I would say is I think there is an out. Perhaps you could have responded, perhaps, that you can't prove from the nature of the Isra of Mishmeres Trumosai, given that it's only limited to Truma, to what the nature of the Isra would have been had it asserted not only Truma, but also Sreifa. One could make the argument that the question of the scope determines the character. If it's limited to Truma alone, then it's mistaken to understand that it's not a matter of desecrating or being mevaza, because had that been the case, basically the only issue is being metamated. It's not even really something which is mevaza or, you know, desecration. It's simply, you know, just not enabling you, not allowing you. I mean, the relevance of Tumah is really just not able to be mekayem the mitzvah at that point. So if it's limited to Tumah, so it makes sense to understand that it's geared towards fulfilling the mitzvah, and therefore, so fully aved, you won't have it. But had it been the case that Mishmeres Trumosai would have been not just Tumah, but any kind of Kilkol or Ibud, it would have been understood differently. Mishmeres Trumosai, keep this thing precious, honor its Kedusha, honor its exalted status, and therefore it wouldn't have been necessarily connected specifically to its being able to be eaten. And in that case, Sofa Le'Abe would not have been a good, a true point. That's possible. Either way, it's not really what Rabbeinu Ephraim says. He seems to go in a different direction. What he says is, let's assume you're right, that whatever is true of Tumah would be true of Sreifa. Why is this not a good raya? Why is it, I think you would argue, completely irrelevant to my question, to Rabbeinu Ephraim's question? Why is the din that it is muta l'tame chametz m'chuyah b'biyur m'dirabanan entirely irrelevant to this point? Because I think you would say, in a chinam, once it's true that there's a chiyu Sreifa b'sha'a shishis, so then it is Holech Le'ibud and that time, and therefore it's Mutter to be Metameid, as you see from Rabbi Meir. And I would concede that in that case it would also be mutter to destroy it, right? But my whole question, if I will say, the whole question is, how can the Rabbanan be mechayis reifa in the first place? Prior to the Chovas Bir de Rabbanan, there is no Holechas La'iba B'Shah Shishis.
Well, there's Pesach.
So, one second. Right, but the point is, there's no Holechas La'iba B'Shah Shishis, and therefore, you could say, there's no basis to be mechayis reifa. So when you finally anticipate the objection of Arye, right? Or Arye's objection is, all right, so just don't forget your Shishis. Sofo doesn't have to be referring to the time at that point. Now, just as an aside, not sure how self-evident and obvious it is. Maybe Sofo doesn't mean 2 years from now. Maybe Sofo would only enable, if it's Sofo meaning now, it has to be where it is in the process of being destroyed or being violated. After all, the case of Truma is not something which is, you know, in the future. We know what's going to happen to it, but it's something which is at the moment about to happen. So one could argue that's not self-evident, but at least the Rishonim seem to acknowledge this possibility. And actually, they think this is, in essence, the Nafkamina. At least Rashi is clear about this. This is the Nafkamina between, in the context of the Tumah, neutralizing the Isser Mishum Sheholachas Ibud versus neutralizing the Isser Mishum She'en Ru'uya L'Achila. The Nafkamina is the ability to be matir prior to Shas, Isuro, or Ibudo. This is what emerges, and if you just look quickly, I give you guys the Tosos. Right, the Sugya said, we actually saw yesterday that Rabbi Yochanan thinks that everybody agrees. Rabbi Yochanan says, when it's Minat Torah required, so then everybody agrees, there's no issue, you can, if you want, be sorry for Truma, the Atahora, and Atameya. Gemara says, this is Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yasi. Name a kasav Rabbi Yochanan Masnis and Baba Tumah Dorais of a lot of Tumah Derabbanan. Mind me, the Rami, the Rabbi Chanan, the Sekhana Kohanim. Must be that Rabbi Yochanan understood Rabbi Meir to be is based off of Rabbi Chanan Sekhana Kohanim. Rabbi Chanan Sekhana Kohanim. The case being where it's Tamei Midorabbanan and Mutter Tamei Midoraisa. The concept being that there's no Isser, not to be concerned about Shmira Me Tumah for something which is in Ru'uy Lachila. As opposed to saying that Rabbi Meir held, right, that Rabbi Meir is based on the case of Rabbi Yeshua of saving the wine, right? Saving the wine as it's fallen. Why is it? Why is he linking these two things? What in Rabbi Yochanan's statement here, Machlokes Rishon v'Shavu Divrei Kol Sorfin, tells you that it's specifically the concept of in Ru'uya. So here you have Machlokes Rashi v'Tosafot. Do you guys end up seeing this? Or?
I don't think no.
So Rashi there says, this is on Tes Vav Amudayis, meaning that you're not concerned about Shmiras Hadavar once in Ru'uya, you know, even if they in Ru'uya Jabanan. The Rashi says, Rabbi Meir, Minei Yalef, Vidaka Nukat Shesh, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum de Isale, Isser de Rabbanan, Hutami de Rabbi Meir, Aval in Balu Sorfa, Bechamesh, Arba, Mode Rabbi Meir, De In Sorfin, the Avagab de Sofa La Ibud, the Lami de Rabbi Yeshua Kayalef, the Time de Rabbi Yeshua Hasim Mishum Hefse, Hulin, Adoma, Rabbi Yochanan, Nami, etc. So the Rashi seems to say that the reason that we're linking Rabbi Yochanan understanding Rabbi Meir with specifically Rabbi Chanan Sekhana Kohanim, i.e. the limud that it has to do with Ein Ru'uya, is because the diuk here is that he says b'sheish, as opposed to, Rashi says, when? Prior to sheish, the fifth hour or the fourth hour. As opposed to the fifth hour or the fourth hour, and you're not allowed to be sorry if patahora and matameya. So Rashi says, from that, you see that Rabbi Yochanan understood Rabbi Meir to be based on the model of in Ru'uya, because if it were based on the model of Sofo Li'ibud, it might not be Mina. Why couldn't I do it in fourth hour or fifth hour? Now the obvious rejoinder to that is, what Tosas says, which is, well, what do you mean? If it's fourth or fifth hour, Tosas has two problems. One is, manifestation has to be deep. And it's a B'sheish, so below four. And then second, he has the halachic problem with the assumption that it would be mutter to do so under the model of Holech Li'ibud. Because he says, "Ve'odi b'dal v'hei lo azil le'ibud came in the shari be'achila." Imatze lehen ochlin. You find ochlin harve. Oh, so that last point, right? Now, as Rashi Tosa say that it would be usher to do so to prepone the shari b'asa truma t'meya matahora, to metame the truma. Basically, it would be usher to do so to be metame truma prior, because imatze la ochlin. Right, so Tosa sounds like he doesn't object to the point that you could say prior to the zman in which it is mechuya bebior that it's holechas leibud. Tosa saying, practically speaking, you might actually be able to do mekayim mitzvasa. You might actually be able to find out ochlin. right? But it sounds like Lu Yitzuyar, that we could, you know, be sure that in fact it won't be eaten, we would say that the fact that at this point it doesn't need to be burnt wouldn't be a problem. It's still sofali yibud. And therefore, coming back now to this is where we were coming from, right, Rabbeinu Ephraim anticipates the objection. Granted, Rabbeinu Ephraim, you're right. You can't use the excuse of the Chovas Bi or B'Shah Shishis to say that it's already Mukhliya Serifah, and therefore at this point it's always yibud. To enable you to be mechayev, that doesn't make any sense. The whole question is, how is that legitimate to have be mechayev? But it's sofal ibud, not because of the shah of shishis derabanan, but because the shah of shvi is deraisa, when he has to be burned anyway. Doesn't yet have to? Yes, but I acknowledge, Rabbeinu Ephraim says, I acknowledge, just like the Rashi and Tosfos, really, that as long as we know it's going to be, have to be halach ibud, or as long as we can anticipate it's being halach ibud, that's sufficient. It doesn't need to be b'shah zov. Halachically, would mean it didn't have to be something we anticipated. It won't be able to end up being eaten, or it will end up being destroyed. So, I mean, it'll end up being destroyed. So this is where he comes up, and that's why he mentions it. He doesn't spell this all out, but this is, you know, the subtext is, doesn't make sense to answer me, Raj, that it's because of the Chiyuv Sreifah Min Rabbanan, because that's what I'm asking about. So you'll say, and the reason the Rabbanan Eil Mechayev is because Min HaTorah, anyway, there's going to be a chovas sreifa, and just therefore sofal yibud. He says that's not true. It's not sofal yibud. Why? All right, what you said?
Because
it's going to be mevatel. Because it's you can preserve it and still be abiding by the chiyuvim and the yisurim deraisa. It is not true that if you follow all the deraisas, it ends up being never. That's not true. It doesn't have to be never. It can be mevatel. So it's not sofal yibud min haTorah. The only explanation for a sofal ibud here would be the fact that the rabbanan require you to burn it. But that is what I'm asking. How can they do that? They should not be able to do that. At LMI, it's not nisur deraisa. Now, the Rosh does not address this point. He does not address this issue. I think there are two things he might say here. One, which I'm pretty sure he's not saying, but you could have perhaps built off the alternative. The alternative understanding of the you could have built off the alternative and said that the basis for it is that it's in a ru'uya achila. The reason for the heter lisrof, the reason that we're neutralizing that isur min haTorah, is because it's non-bas achila, not because so-called ibud, but because it's non-bas achila. And then you could argue, the way this works is the rabbanan, we're not first mechayev sreifa b'shah chamishis, shishis rather. First, the rabbanan forbade it, midrabanan, offering it b'achilah b'anah b'shah shishis. Now that they can do, even if you want to say that this would be okay isur min haTorah, just by forbidding its being ochel, which is a dicey proposition. One could maybe think that Rabbi Gamliel actually thinks that. That Rabbi Gamliel, who actually says that it's mutter le'achol b'shah chamishis, because of the Israel Hafsid Kachin, so the Meiri has, anybody see the formulation of the Meiri? Because it's b'mai, b'zman achiloso, is already, it's b'mash, that's what the Meiri is. I'll read the Meiri. Meaning he's explaining Rishon Gamliel. What? You have the Meiri? Yeah, you want to read it? Can you make it loud? So that's good. So basically, what, you know, the argument there is that, you know, maybe from Gamliel held that actually answering by chilasa is somehow prohibited, it's somehow a violation of, not prohibited, but it's a violation of the chiyuv shmirasa. So that, I think, is a question one can wonder whether or not you have to assume that. But even if you assume that, the point is, at the very least, even if in Asrei Nebachila we are being oker the Yisr Min HaTorah, or the Din Min HaTorah, but that's what Shei Baal Taisa. Certainly the Rabbanan have the power, there's no question, to simply forbid you from being ochel it during this time. So that's what they did. They forbade you from being ochel it. Once they forbade you from being ochel it, so then it's non-bas achila. And here the Rabbi Meir comparison is at. It's not bas achila, it's only in a ru'uya midirabana. But nonetheless, once it's lemaisa in a ru'uya l'achila, once it's tamei dirabana, right, nonetheless, it's Ein Ruyas. Then there's no Isser anymore. That neutralizes the Isser of the destruction. Right? So one could have said this. One could have said that the basis for it is not Sofa Lelech Ki'i, but the basis for the Heter to be, to, let's say, in this case, Misorik, even though it's only, there's no mitzvah in the Torah, B'Sreifa, the Heter to be Messiah Sreifa is because there's a prior Isser Midrabanan to be Ochel, that was a Geder. Once it's Aser Midrabanan to be Ochel, it is now an Ein Ra'uya situation, albeit we do to Midrabanan, but the point is, and this Remeir is directly on point as precedent, that an Ein Ra'uya Midrabanan is still relevant in terms of the Maisak, I'm not able to eat it. And therefore you can be Metamehid, and therefore you can be Sorik. So the Sreifa doesn't clash with the Isser Doraisa because of the Rabbanan Isser of Achila. The Rabbanan had the ability to do that. That's not a problem. Even if it's Oker, even if it itself violates, it's still B'Shev Achais. Once it's in the place, so then, because of that, the Rabbanan, then the Isser Doraisa falls. And therefore you're able to be Machai Sreifa. Right? You could have said that. Now the Rosh, I don't think, says that. He builds off Sofa Le'ibud, not Bas Achila. But either way, I would venture to get, you look like trouble. So that's one thing. The other way to go here, the other way that the Rosh could respond is that it's still so full of Ibn, even despite the fact that you can be Batal. And that could be for one of two reasons. One reason could be, this I think is a simpler one, is that Ibn means that it's not being preserved for Achilu, for the Kima Mitzvah. You have to be Shomerit from being lost to the Mitzvah. I guess you could say actually two different things. One is, this is what I meant by the different things. I guess. One is to say that Ibud means anything which isn't preserving it for Achila. Right? In which case, if you're being mashmish, you're not keeping it for Achila. But clearly, it's Sofo Shaloli Shamer. That's really the Igar point. Alternatively, you could say that even if it's not for the purpose of the mitzvah, if it's just a matter of honoring its kedusha, let's say, but that too, the whole point of bittul is inerot bekiyuma, right? You're exposing it. The Ramban thinks that the Ramban actually passes this. He comes on his own Gemara that says this. But if I drop your wallet in the middle of Times Square or whatever, I'm chayiv even shalolaman the done dina the garment, because that itself is a kind of exposing it to being completely trampled, which is basically inevitable. Is an act of hezek in and of itself. It's not just that I'm preparing the way for somebody else to be mazik. Exposing it like that is itself an act of hezek. I think another example of this concept might be this is a fetish of this free thinking here, but there's a halacha that bitul avodah zara, what's required for bitul avodah zara from non-Jews, is generally an act of basically desecrating, breaking their idol. Or, there's one exception, if you nikhu b'shah shalom, they just simply left it to be, even not under compulsion. So the question is why, on what basis does that work? So basically the Bali Tosa say that min ad-din, there's actually no requirement to do anything destructive to it. It's just a matter of not following it anymore, retracting one's worship of it. That the requirement to manifest that as by harming it is actually only midrabanan. And therefore, if they stop paying attention to it during Shah Shalom, that's good enough, even though it doesn't manifest itself. I think the alternative would be to suggest something along the lines of what I'm saying, which is exposing something is an act of damage. If you're exposing it to the elements, inevitably things will happen to it. That itself can be considered a kind of act of damage, like the kind of thing that the Ramban says you can tie for Zikin. So, Nicho B'Shah Shalom, Halacha L'Maaseh, this comes up, in various artifacts, let's say. If they stop caring, preserving, so then, if they just simply abandon it to whatever, to whomever, that's an act of damaging itself that actually constitutes kind of a bitul bidah. Okay, anyway. So you could say something like that here, that this is so full of, even if it's not just purely for the purpose of the mitzvah, the point is that you're abandoning it is an act of, is it being destroyed. And therefore, it's still so full of. Okay. In the end, in terms of how to understand the the fact that the Rabbanan were Mechayiv Sreipas Truma during Shas Shishis. So either they were able to do so because there's no Issa D'Oraisa, or they were able to do so even though there's an Issa D'Oraisa, because the Issa doesn't apply in this case. Why does it apply? Either because, in the end, Sofali is Abe Min HaTorah, even without Shas Shishis, there's still Sofali Ibud, whether that's Shas Sreipa, right, or even Bebitl, would be considered Leilach Leibud. Or perhaps, what I suggested as an alternative response to Rabbi Fine, perhaps because it's a non-Basachila due to the Yisra Achila in Yerba. And the point is that once it's a non-Basachila, there's no Yisra D'Oraisa. Okay. Now, coming back to Shal Chamishis. So right now we have a little bit more context in terms of what's going on here. So the question that the Griz asks, right, the Rambam says that you cannot be sorry if it Truma B'Shal Chamishis. Even though it's Aser B'Achila, it's still Mudra Bana, you can't be sorry if until Shal Shishis. So here the Griz asks this question, right, why? Why is that so? Why can't you be sorry if it now, inasmuch as, after all, it's still Aser B'Achila? And here, so framing this question properly, we can understand it very well. First of all, certainly if we say that what enabled us to be Mechayiv, to be sorry if the Shal Shishis was, it's being in a Re'uya. Right? It's a non-Basachila. So the Griz's point is, it's already a non-Basachila. Hana? So here you could have said, you know, Hana, and this is why I actually prefer the title formulation in the Griz himself, as opposed to whatever that was that we looked at initially. He asked
us...
What?
It's reputed to be a less reliable...
There you go. Right, so the question in the actual Griz himself, Lama asal sover b'shach ha-mishis kevim k'var ne'at sover b'chila v'chi srevas lach mei toda b'isr ha-na atalya ha-lachem toda lo nikan rak l'achila b'vav lo l'shar ha-na and therefore ma b'in shach ha-mishis lo shach ha-shishis. Right? So the question is tighter, more tightly formulated. He drops the issue of Truma, because maybe he'll say, you know what, Truma, there's still things you can do with it. So maybe you would say it's not an Ener Uya, it's maybe Ener Uya L'Achila, but it's not, you know, Ener Uya L'Gamri, because you can use it for other things that are Mutter to use it for. Right? But that isn't true of Hutch. That isn't true of Avidoda. You're not allowed to do anything else with it. And some Ela. So at this point, it's in Ruya, period. There's nothing you can do with it. So if the let's say the negation of the Issa D'Oraisa, or perhaps even if it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, right, is because it's in Ruya, that seems to exist here at the very least regarding Nachman Toda. Good question. If on the other hand, we assume that the reason that the Rabbanan were Mechayiv Sreipa B'Shal Shishis is because of Sofel Ibud, so then it also makes sense. And here, in particular, given that we have a Shal Shishis during which there is a Chiyuv Sreipa, right, we can just go with that, right? Now, that we have an answer to the question, how can we Mechayiv Sreipa B'Shal Shishis? But either way, we answered it. Whatever the answer is, we can, we do. So it's now going to be burnt b'shal shishis, right? Inasmuch as that's the case, so then in the time during the shal chamishis, you should be able to reburn it in sofa l'abed. Lo mi ba'il shishis Rashi, that even if it were mutter to eat it at this point, it's still sofa l'abed. But even l'shita zetosos, and even if fundamentally we disagree, that even if, let's say, befoal, right, because those seem to say, I agree fundamentally that, you know, if before we know it's going to be destroyed in the end, and then even if it's not required to be now, it would still be mutter. But even if they don't say more than that, even if lo yimatze Oakland, but the point is at this point, sofo ainul abin minadin, it's not something which is destined halachically to be destroyed. It could be practically it will be, but it's not halachically required to be. Again, what those didn't say, but even had they said that, but the point is, it's still Aser B'Achila. You're not allowed to do anything else with it. So it's Sofali Abed. And therefore, why shouldn't it be Mutter? Okay, so now we have better context in terms of the question. I think that we still have the option of presenting alternative to what he suggests. That the alternative, I think, could still have been to say, that the difference is the lack of the chiyuv sreifa b'shah chamishus. In other words, there's only a chiyuv, there's only a mitzvah of midrabanan biur b'shah shishus. Regardless of what the reason you're able, you know, of all the background we've been discussing, the bottom line is, at the very least, the fact that it's so fully abed in this way, let's say by ayyadei, and is the rabbanan that it forbids you from eating it, so that is something that the rabbanan didn't simply say, okay, and therefore we can ignore the iser. They said, and therefore we're going to be dealt with that. In other words, let's say that's a factor, but the point is we're still, you know, the rabbanan here are taking upon themselves to override this iser, be it an iser the rabbanan even, especially if it's an iser the iser. And they said, we're not going to say burn it until essentially we are mechayev to burn it. So even if you could argue, well, it's halach le'ibud and therefore there's no iser, but the halach le'ibud here is not an obvious point. You might argue it's only really true because of our own iser derabanan. So in as much as there's no need to be sorry, if we're not going to do any work now on the sefer shuma. We're going to wait for the actual chiyuv until you have to get rid of it. But we say you have to get rid of it, then we'll allow this to go through. Very simple. I think there still leaves room for having said that. But the Grizz now presents a different suggestion. Now we can more understand where it comes from, something that we kind of all were struggling with a little bit. Now the Grizz himself, let's see, his language is So now basically the Grizz's answer is Isra Achila B'Sha'a Chamishis is different than Isra Achila B'Sha'a Shishis. Not that the Chobas Bior is different. Again, that's an alternative that could be suggested, but he's arguing that it's not what makes the difference. In the end, what makes the difference is whether the Isra Sreifa applies, not whether or not there's a Chiyuv Sreifa to be Doka, but whether or not the Isra Sreifa applies. The Isra Sreifa does apply because Isra Achila is different. And here he doesn't discuss this, but I think one could question how compelling that is. I think perhaps depending on which model we're building on. Is it based on the so-called Ibud model, or is it based on the Anaru'uya model? If it's based on the Anaru'uya model, right? So I think there's for sure room to consider the possibility that maybe we should distinguish between what kind of Isser is it? Is it Nisr Chetza, the thing itself is now a lot Basachila? Or do we say, no, it's a Basachila, but you shouldn't eat it, we're going to prohibit you from actually eating it? They could say, if you prohibit it from actually eating it, it's not that it's a lot Basachila, it's completely Basachila, the property of the Chametz itself is still the same, we just don't allow you to go ahead and eat it, and given that that's the case, it's a Chetza which is still subject to the Isser of Sreif. I think that's very compelling. Not most probably, but very compelling. It's a little bit less compelling to me, I think, if you build off the model of Halach L'Ibud. Because Halach L'Ibud, L'Ora, L'Maisa, is it going to end up being destroyed or not? Whatever the nature of what prevents me from actually doing something else with it now, if L'Maisa, it is going to get destroyed, L'Ora, the whole point of Halach L'Ibud is it kind of reduces the question of, you know, what right now is the status of it. The point is, it will be destroyed. So once you say that, on the Halach L'Ibud point, I think the Grizz is a little weaker. Now, the Halach L'Ibud point, if you assume that, the point is that it's L'maisa, it's going to be eaten. Like Rashi says, Rashi gets contemplating Mishal the fourth hour. If you know that you're not going to eat on the fourth hour, so the basis for the negation of the Isser, in the case of Rashi, is talking about the Isser of the Tame. We're talking about Yisro Lisrof. If the basis of the negation of it is this is something which is anyway Halach L'Ibud, so even Rashi says, even if it's Mutal L'Achol at this point, but you know practically speaking that you're not going to eat it, that it's not going to be eaten, you still have that Heter. It's still Mutal to do it. Tosos, again, Tosos acknowledges that. He just thinks that practically speaking, you don't know that there's going to be no Ochlin. But then you could argue that the distinction, the question is better than the answer then for the Grizz, because you know the fact that it's, let's say, a different kind of Isra Kilo, but Lamaisa, does it enable people to eat it or doesn't it? The question is not what the nature of the Isra is, the Chefza Shel Isra. The question is, can people eat it or not? It
sounds like he's clearly changing his Hanasa though.
Why?
in the question, he clearly thinks that the Isser Achila is the important factor, and by the end, he clearly thinks that it's not the important factor.
The Isser Achila is the important factor for him. The question is the reason why it would be Mutter B'Shah Shishis because it's non Bas Achila, Ein Aruya, or is it because it's Holich L'Ibud?
So if it's Holich L'Ibud, I mean...
So that's my point. He doesn't address either of these things, but my point is that the argument, I think, is glot. I think it's really compelling, the argument to make that there could be a filik between different kinds of Isurim midirabanan, right? That there's an Isur Dirabanan, which is what we're going to get to in a second, which is an Isur Bechefza Shalacha Mitzah, that it's non-Basachila. It's like the equivalent of Pashe Ifshel, let's say. It's just not a bas, it's just not something subject to the Isur of Sreika because it's just not a Dabar HaNeachal. It's a non-Basachila, you don't review the Chila. Versus saying that it's because it's Sofo Li'abed anyway. Once, if it's Sofo Li'abed anyway, I think it's much less important and significant and it has less implications. Why is it that it's not going to be Neachal? Bottom line, it won't be Neachal. Even if it's only because of a Geder Derabanan that's in Sagara, not in Sechetza, the bottom line is it won't be eaten, it will be destroyed. So if we're building off of the idea that it's mutter to do so because it's Holech L'Ibud, so then as long as we know that it can't be eaten, it's Holech L'Ibud. That's what I'm saying. You follow that, or?
So basically the Grizz needs to explain.
I don't know if he needs to explain, I'm just saying it's where the answer is clearly strong is if we assume, I think like many do, that what would enable the Sreifa during these hours Derabanan is the fact that it's not Ru'uya L'Achila, it's not a Bas Achila. That's the Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim model of Rabbi Meir. Right? If the issue is not that it's not Ru'uya L'Achila, but that it's Sofo Li'Abe, then it's much less compelling to say that it matters why we know it's Sofo Li'Abe. Because that's what we're saying, is the nature of the Isra B'Shal HaChamishis, again, according to Rashi and Tosos, if practically speaking there's not going to be any Achila, then that would actually enable you to burn it prior to its being usher, prior to its being chayav de biur, because anyway, Sofo Li'Abed. And the only question that the Rashi does disagree with is, do we assume, do we stick with the presumption that you're probably not going to find anybody? Or do we say, no, maybe Efshar, there's always Efshar, that maybe somebody will come along and you'll be able to share with them and they'll eat it. But it, Lu Yitzir, that it was usher min hadin to eat it, regardless of why. Being Rashi Vitozos, it wouldn't matter. It would still be Sofo Li'Ibud. So the idea that there's a chiluk between what the Gris says, right? That there's a chiluk between an Isser Chefza and an Isser Gavra, right? That the Isser Chefza of the Chametz being a non Bas Achila is true only B'Shah Shishis, but B'Shah Shchamishis, right? The nature of it is different. It's not that the Chametz is Asr B'Achila. It's Ein Ochlin. Then is we do not eat it, but itself is a davar harwai l'achila, that would matter less if it's a question of is it going to be eaten or not. If it's a question of what's the nature of it now, is it a nabas achila, then we're good. Great, I'm fully on board with this. My point is only that it assumes that that's the model that we're going to build on here, that there's no isra sreifa because, right, what it enables sreifa of the truma is that it is a nabas achila, not that it is sofo l'ibud. Unless you say that Sofo Li'Ibud too, maybe the Rambam didn't agree, let's say, with Rashi et Tosfos, that Sofo Li'Ibud, if you could just, you know that it won't be eaten, that too would be enough. Maybe that's not enough. But it's certainly less compelling. What is very compelling, though, is if you do assume that it's not a question of whether or not there's a chius reifa, it's not a question of is it holy, but the issue is it a basakil or not a basakil? So then the Griz is saying, what looks like the same thing in 6 versus 5 is not. There's two different kinds of Yisurei Achila here. There's an Yisur Chetz and Yisur Gavra. The reason he's going to the Chetz and Gavra point is, right, that's the relevant issue for Sreifa. If something is like a non-Bas Achila, it's something which is not subject then to the Yisur Lisrof. Whereas if it is Roy L'Achila, if it is a Bas Achila, it is subject to the Yisur Sreifa. And here the Grizz is saying, that's the difference. And again, coming back right to that, you know, that initial time we looked at it, right, he points compellingly to the difference in the language of the Rambam. In one case, Hachametz Asa Bachila, the other case, it's Ein Ochlin. Right? So the point is Ein Ochlin, so we don't allow you to eat it, but it is not itself defined as being Hachametz Asa Bachila. It is therefore ruli alachila, and therefore the iser of shmiras still applies. The iser of sreifa still applies. So the Griz mentions that. He mentions that also. He suggests this also as the answer to the issue of the Magus Martis, but that requires a little bit getting into Magus Martis, and more broadly speaking, just the different kinds of Isurim Derabanan. The Griz formulates this point as a question at one point of, you know, is it the Isur Chametz Shel Torah or not? And that dovetails with the crucial point in terms of Isur Sreifa, in that if it's an expansion of the Isur Shel Torah, so then it is an Isur Chetza, and it's a non-Bas Achila, because that's the nature of the Isur Min HaTorah. Whereas if it's just simply a new takana, and in theory one could have said maybe, it's already this, you know, classic Achronish stuff, maybe if it's just simply a new takana, then you can't make it Isur Chetza. I'm not sure that one has to assume that, although the Nesi was famous for suggesting it. Maybe, you know, Isur Derabanan can't be Isur Chetza. That was the suggestion of the Nesivos, but in general,
I don't think that Rishon Rav is saying you have to say that. I think
he didn't say that.
Okay, well,
what?
I think it's
right. You just think the Rambam in this case it wasn't correct. Okay. Right. That's my point. No, okay. Even if you say that they could have, but here they did not. They did not formulate this as we're going to Aser Bachila, or they're going to continue to Aser Bachila. We're going to extend that Isur Chametz from Shishis to Shachamishis. They didn't do that. They said instead, we just don't eat it because of the Hashav. But in terms of just the broader point regarding deraisas, so here there's a term which is thrown about and discussed in Gemara's actually, the difference between din derabanan, which is the Yesh Ikar Min HaTorah, and din derabanan, which is Ein Lo Ikar Min HaTorah. And I gave you Makoros to look at that. The place where this comes up in the Gemara itself is the Sukkah in Gittin, and some of the Al-Adam and Beis, and basically without getting into the details, the Gemara suggests that the principle of Kol D'Tikun Rabanan whether or not it applies depends on what kind of derabanan. It applies, the Gemara suggests, in one stage. If it's an Isur derabanan shigeisho ikar min haTorah, then we have the principle of kol tikun rabanan kein derais tikun. If it's an Isur derabanan she'ein lo ikar min haTorah, then we don't have such a principle. Now, the Gemara's example, the application of this in Gemara and Gittin, was that that shitufa mivos is a milsa the less what?
Isn't it talking about doing
it
through a kata? Is
that
what we're talking about?
Why
can't we do it through a kata?
Because it's only derabanan. Yeah, correct. That it's that shidu mevos is not a right? That was the point. The machlokes there could be whether or not that's true, that about Shiduvim votes, that Shiduvim is in lo Gemara HaTorah. You know, the Gemara's assumption that it's in lo Gemara HaTorah. Hold on.
Gemara said that the Katan can't be Zilch or Masked, right?
Right, and the question is that Gemara HaTorah? And then the question is, if that's true, how is it that they do Shiduvim votes? So the Gemara answers, Shiduvim votes on Derabana. Second? Yeah, the Gemara presents two deos about whether or not that's a definitive, that's a good enough response. One day it says that's it, nothing else you should say. The other day it says that's not a good response because the fact that Shiva was derabanan is irrelevant because kol tikun rabanan kein derais tikun. And the other one says no, and this is the reason that he didn't respond because he acknowledged the point. Even though kol tikun rabanan kein derais tikun, that's only regarding the rabanan's shigeish lehen ikar min haTorah. Shituvah mevos is ein lo ikar min haTorah. Right, and therefore, even though the katan has no kinyan, unless for the purposes of this din derabanan, we can say he's come. Right. So what the focus here could be is either whether the principle that kol tikun depends on what kind of derabanan, whether or not that's true. Maybe you think that it applies to all kinds of derabanan. Alternatively, maybe the reason that the other one rejected this and thought it was not a good rejection, knows that you should have said kol tikun rabanan kein derais tikun, because shiduvah mevos is ikar min haTorah. Either way, that's just...
Wait, can you explain that again? Why?
I mean, the Gemara presents a machlokas there, right, about whether we could have said, we should have said, that the fact that the derabanan is irrelevant. Because,
oh, okay.
Right, the day that says it is relevant holds that even though we say kol tikun rabanan kein derais tikun, that's only true of derabanan shiyesh lo ikar min haTorah. Shiduvah mevos is in lo ikar min haTorah, and therefore, it is in fact irrelevant. No, it's not a good proof to whether or not Kini Katan did derais. So the other day, which is agreed with that, that could either be because he does not believe that called Tikkun Rabbanon can the rest of the depends on whether the Rabbanon is Iker Matara or not, even if it's in Iker Matara, you still have called Tikkun Rabbanon can the rest of the Therefore, I would not, I did not reject it for that reason. I'm sorry, that's why I should have rejected it, yeah. It's a back and forth tomorrow. That's why I did reject it. Right. Oh, are we clear now? Yeah. In any event, this principle of has other ramifications. They could all be understood as simply a application of this principle called Tikkun Rabbanon, but basically there are various kulos that we find, Rishonim actually really say, not so much the Gemaras themselves, but just as an example, Dinei Rov, what you're part of Mivatla, whether or not perhaps Mivatlin Dachachila is a Rabbanon. All sorts of general kulos, and you have also specific kulos, for instance, in the world of Chal and Truma, Truma Rabbanon, she usually Gemara Torah, let's say, will be forbidden to, you know, any Tame, whereas Truma, Schutzlar, She'in Lui Gemara Torah might only be forbidden to those who are the more Chomer Tumas, the Tumas Hayotze and Alei Meguba. So there are various applications of this principle, of the distinction. Just to note, though, what the actual distinction is, I think is not entirely obvious. When you hear this, you think, what is it, Yesh Yigar Mentorah, Inlo Yigar Mentorah? Yesh Yigar Mentorah is Inlo Yigar Mentorah means that which is an expansion of the Din Torah versus something which is simply an independent halakha. In other words, the Torah creates, you know, a din, and then the Rabbanon expand that to situations in which it didn't apply initially. On the Min HaTorah. That's expanding the scope of the Din Doraisa. That's a Yesh Yigar Mentorah. This is what the Ramban, he uses the term in this sense in his Asaglos and Sefer Mitzvos. You guys saw the Ramban in the Sagas of Eremitos? Like he sent on the list there? He suggests that maybe there's a distinction in terms of what a smachli, what pasuk undergirds the Rabbanan's role, right, or the authority to be mitakin, to be goes there. So he thinks that he thinks that the that Los Asur Mendover Shemit Lacham Nesol, this is, again, I don't want to get too broad, but the Ramban is of the opinion that Los Asur Mendover Shemit Lacham Nesol does not mean a Torah provide authority for the Ramban to be Metakian. It simply provides, it relates to their authorities as interpreters, not as legislators. It's the judicial branch, if you will, not as, not the legislative branch. They can't be Metakian. Abit Torah Shemit Lacham means that they're Perushe Torah. But they say the Torah means that's authoritative. But it is not it sounds like the Rabban, there isn't a Doraisa specific command vesting the Rabban with authority to legislate such that you would then have an obligation to follow the Min HaTorah. So general folks are Rabban and Rambam. But in that context, the Rabban suggests that there's actually a machlokes about which is appropriate pasuk to be sumich the Din Rabbanan's on. And he says that basically that which is k'ein perishal Torah, but only on a Rabbanan level, meaning expansions of the Din Torah. You know, they're working off of the Din, and they're saying it applies even here or there. Right? So, they could do that. He actually gives a good test case. If they said that this is the Raisa, would you have to follow it? If the answer is yes, and then that we're going to be summing on, it's going to be a smachta from the Pasuk of Los Asar, about the Atar Shirufa. Whereas if the answer is no, this is not in any way developing, bulking up a Mitzvah Shal Torah, so it's not in Perush the Mitzvah Shal Torah. It's something independent, something new, like Nir Chanukah. So then, that's why you would say that it's not based on Al-Pi HaTorah Shirufa, which provides only for that which came Perishal Torah. Min HaTorah applies to Perishal Torah. Min HaRabbanan, it's good Asmachta for those which are Osafos the Mitzvah Shal Torah, expansion of the Mitzvah Torah. But if it's something else, if it's an independent halacha, like Nir Chanukah, so then it's Sha'ala Bithavi Agetha. It's not based on Al-Pi HaTorah Shirufa. That's the Ramban suggestion. So in that context, you know, the term Yesh Yigar Mentorah has what I think is the normal association with it, namely, is it an expansion, or is it simply a new, you know, ex nihilo creation of the Rabbanan? There's a slight alternative, I'm just calling attention to this fact. There is a slight alternative interpretation, and I think you do find it in some Rishonim explicitly, and then I pointed you to the Meiri, right, that perhaps Yesh Yigar Mentorah in Lagan does not mean is it an expansion of Mitzvah Shal Torah or not. It means, is it meant to safeguard a Mitzvah Shal Torah?
You can read it that way.
What?
Can read it that way.
That's how the Meiri suggests. That's how Meiri. I gave you guys some cards, right? He says, Zmir and Kulin, Haya Gufa Isra Midivrahim, Ella Shahu Mechashash in Shal Torah, Kigon, and he quotes the various cases. So that's the case, that's what he called, this is in the context of the Chilukim regard the Gabe Rove. That's din Yaron Shayeshal Yigarban Torah. Aval Haya Gufa Isra Shal Sofrim, the Ainlo Shom Yigarban Torah. It's contrasting. Right? So what does it mean, Shayeshal Yigar or Ainlo Yigar? It's, is it a Mechashash in Shal Torah? You might say, well, that goes hand in hand, right? Normally, you think it probably does, right? In other words, when the Rabbanan, you know, we don't want you to do something now because it's very easy to confuse the situation and then end up doing it in a situation in which the mitzvah d'oraisa does apply. So therefore, they go hand in hand. We expanded the mitzvah d'oraisa to other cases, but it's not the same point. And in fact, one could wonder whether or not you always necessarily have to overlap. And I think here, there are a few examples, right, where you could have something which is one but not the other. As an example could be, let's say, Mara Bezman Azeh. As an example. Laman Damar Mara Bezman Azeh is the Rabbanan, right? So one could easily argue that that's an expansion of a Din Shel Torah, right? But would you say it's Mechashash Inyan? Not so sure.
People are going to forget about Mara.
So the Meir himself actually precisely says that that's an example which is not a Chashash Inyan Shel Torah. He's talking about Trumas, what? Yeah, the Meir, it's funny, because that's broadly speaking, you could say that, but it's not a, you know, confusion you might then come to. The Meir is saying, as opposed to El Iker, he says, Ein din chal v'chumah b'chutz l'aretz chal, Ein tainel l'gzor l'chutz l'aretz b'chashash eretz Yisrael, Right, so that's an example where, you know, the point is a value. Even if it's a value of the mitzvah, but that's not something which is that you're gonna, you know, literally get confused. You know, that's something which I think, you know, on a broad level, you know, like that, that's not a chashash in Yisrael, at least in the Miri. That's exactly the kind of thing that Miri is distinguishing between. So I think one could say the same thing regarding Mara. Interestingly enough, I think it makes a difference in terms of Shituva Mevaos, because in the case of Shituva Mevaos, if you take the normal view that Ein Lo Yigar Min Torah means it's not an expansion of Mitzvah Torah, it's easy to see that Shituva Mevaos qualifies as Ein Lo Yigar Min Torah because it's a Chashash Atzah, but it's not a Tzah Atzah, right? Whereas if you take the view of the Miri, that actually works a lot worse for this, right? Because it's still a Chashash Inyan Shel Torah. Even though it's not an expansion of an Isra Torah, it's a Chashash Inyan Shel Torah. So that's a case where you have the opposite, where you have the Chashash but not the expansion. So in any event, coming back to here, this is where we come to the issue of Makos Martis, right? The Ran suggests, Rishon, you know, note that it's not really clear what you know, sometimes it says Chai Makos Martis, sometimes not. Every Durban Isra gets a Makos Martis. Martis don't say. Rishonim developed the idea, and the Ran is the one that I know that he does it most explicitly, that Makos Martis is limited to certain kinds, and this is what he says, that Yisholim de Milsa Dehavi Ikri Midirabanan, Nechi Akarla Ka Akarla, Lekuli Mitzvah Mishtam Tinle, etc. But when it comes to an Isser, which is Davar Sheikro Minatora, Vahu Over Al Masha Asur Bachachamim, Makinas and Makos Martis. Makos Martis is limited to that which is Ikro Minatora. He uses the language of expanded here. So when you violate the Dirabanan expansion of the Deraisa, then you get Makos Martis. But if it's just a Chiddush ex nihilo, so then you wouldn't get Makos Martis. So this would then certainly explain, and it's a point, the Makos Martis difference, right? Makos Martis is only for Davar Sheyesh Lo Yigar Min Torah. And here, what we would say is, the Isser B'Shah Shishis is an expansion of that Isser Chamish Min Torah. Whereas the Isser B'Shah Chamishis, the Isser Achilu B'Shah Chamishis, is not. Here the point is not, is it Chetzah or Gavra? That was the relevant point for Shreifa a Truma. The point is that itself will be determined if you're expanding the Isser Deraisa. Well, that Isser Deraisa is an Isser Chetzah. You only have the option of having Isser Gavra alone, of saying that it's simply the Chametz, it's perfectly fine. Isser Gavra in the sense that the Chametz is broiled Achilo, but you just can't eat it. That's only possible if it's not an extension of the Isser Chametz Deraisa. So that's why these dovetail over there. With regard to the issue of Makos Martis, the point that is more directly relevant is just, is it expanding an Isra Shel Torah or a new one? And here's exactly the argument that the Griz correctly points out, this would explain that is, you know, why the Rambam thinks it's only Makos Martyrs for Shalashishis, because only Shalashishis are you violating the Durabanan expansion of a mitzvah of an Israel Torah, whereas in Shalashishis, that's a separate din. They just said, don't eat the chametz. It's not expanding the Israel chametz, achila there, it's simply don't eat it. I would add that this is bound up with the fact that there's no Israel Hanah, particularly the Shitas Rambam, that Hanah and achila are one and the same, that they're the same mitzvah, the same Isser. You could argue that itself, the very fact that Hanah is not Aser B'Chamishis means that this is not the Isser Achila Shel Torah. Because the Shitas Rambam, the Isser Achila Shel Torah itself carries with it an Isser Hanah. So if we're saying the Isser Achila, it's obviously not the Isser Achila, but not Hanah, it's obviously not just applying that Isser Achila Shel Torah otherwise. Because you couldn't separate that. That wouldn't be true necessarily, let's say like Urain, that wouldn't be necessarily obvious because you could have argued there's Isser Achila and there's Isser Hanah. The Isser Achila is expanded, the Isser Hanah is not. So the Rambam, it is a good Raya, I think. There is no Isser Achila without Isser Hanah in the Torah. That itself is an Isser Hanah. So therefore, if we're going to say that this is Asur Le'achol B'Shal Chamishis, but not Hanah, that means that we haven't simply extended the Isser, we've created a new one. To sum up, what we're saying is that this is representative of a more general distinction between two different types of Isurin Derabanan. Isurin, which are expansions of an Isur Shel Torah, to contexts in which the Torah does not expand it. And then there's just separate Isurin Derabanan that are, you know, sort of creations on their own, laws legislated on their own, that are working off of Dinei Torah. And for the Rambam, it does seem compelling that is the distinction between Shal Chamishis v'Shal Shishis. And basically, there are three clear riots here that we've seen. Number one, I'm adding, the fact that there is no Isser Hanah, for the Rambam, that wouldn't be true if we were expanding the Isser Achila. The Isser Achila in the Torah is an Isser Hanah too. So the very fact that there is an Isser Achila but not Hanah means that we didn't just simply extend the Isser Achila Shel Torah to this hour. Okay. B, the greatest point, that the fact that you're not allowed to be Sorek at this point during the Shal Chamishis, this were an expansion of the Isser Chametz Shel Torah, that probably, this is the Grizz argument, that would not be true. Because if it were an expansion of the Isser Chametz Shel Torah, so then it's Eina Ruvi L'Achila. And in Eina Ruvi L'Achila, there's no Isser Isser Fasim, just like there's no Isser B'Tumasa. And therefore, it would be permitted. Kamashmalan, it's not an expansion of an Isser Shel Torah. It's a separate, the Nirbana, and the Rabbanan formulated it only as an Isser Le'achol, not as it's Asur B'Achila. And then finally, the point regarding Makos Mardus, right? That the Makos Mardus, that Makos Mardus is something which is limited to, now we just say Dabar Sheish Lo Yikra Mirena Torah, let's assume like the language of the Ran, meaning things which are expansions of an Isser which is Mirena Torah, that if you violate, you get Makos Mardus. Dina that the Rabban or Mechadish on their own, right, that is not subject to Makos Mardus, the Derabban and Makos. I gave you guys a couple of makoros in the end, maybe I'll just leave it at that, but I gave you a couple of makoros about a couple other potential nafkaminas to these issues. Number one, the question that we'll see soon, of Charak v'Kodazmano versus Akrazmano, there's a certain demon that apply once you pass the moment at which it becomes us, the Chometz becomes us or Ba'afila, so then there's no way you can save it. Whereas if you haven't yet passed that point, that threshold, if let's say you scorch it, burn it, so then mudr ba'ana. What is that cutoff line? So here I pointed you guys different Rishonim. I believe the Ritva is the one who says that perhaps the Shah of Yer Behuda is actually the Shah Chamishis. Others disagree, others think that Shah Shishis. Whereas the Ritva thinks that no. The Ritva would seem to argue against Rav Chaim, the Grizz. Or that should be a function of this question of whether the nature of the Isser Chametz. That's a Isser Gavra, Isser Chetz question. Or that would presumably be something that does not make as much sense on the Grizz. So the Grizz probably would work well with Rishon who assume the Fliyama that the issue is Shah Shishis. Not as well with the Ritva. And what else what you saw? The issue of Nosin Tam of Nabarnak. Right? Of Blios. That too, the assumption that would, I think the, if I remember correctly now, the Mechaber, I mentioned Shah, the cutoff at Shah Chamishis. There's some question whether or not that's actually, Taz says it's a Taz Begirsa.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. As a Torah says, shoot.
Right. Right. So I don't know if it is a Tazer Gis or not, but either way, that too could be an issue. You know, does the Isser Chamitz B'Shal Chamishis have the same character in terms of the kind of thing which would be providing for the issue of Nabarnatir? That would be something which also would probably depend on this, or could depend on this. Am I missed anything? And you guys mentioned Yushami. Yeah, the Yushami. The fact that it's usher to be makrish or to be makrish truma, like or shame truma, at that point.
It sounds like it's not usher, it's just not hot.
Right, so the Gris thought that was a riot against him. That I can't assess. You'd have to see, further what that din would have to do with. But it's at least he himself thought that it was a tzara. Okay? All right. Just want to quickly run to the end there. But now what we're going to focus on is Behemah B'chai. Okay?